All set.
Okay. This is the Monday, July 17th Town of Cornish Planning Board Workshop Meeting. It's 6:31. Let's see here. In attendance, Les is here, Eve is here, Dan is here, Nancy's here, Ryan's here, Adam's not, Bob is not, Angel is. And we have a guest, Stephanie Perry, in case there's any questions about the campground. Oh, and Diane Perkins is here too. I skipped right by her. Okay.
Oh, Bob is
here. Yeah, Bob's not here, Adam's not here. But we have a quorum, so we're good there. Okay, so let's see here. First item would be review the July 10th business meeting minutes. Everybody bring their copy of the business meeting minutes? No. Anybody notice any problems with the business meeting minutes?
I sent them out separate, Lydia.
I know, I got them.
Oh, good.
I just didn't print them out.
That's a start.
I'm not going to That's
okay. Okay.
Oh, okay. Well, it's usually my spelling stuff.
So, I have reviewed them. I didn't find any changes or misspellings or any of that kind of stuff. I know. It's pretty remarkable. Anybody else see anything?
Nothing jumped.
Okay.
All right, so if we have no changes, we'll defer on these until the business meeting on August 7th. Is that right? Okay.
Correct.
All right. No changes. Nicely done. Okay. What else? Let's talk. I'm going to dance around the campground. We'll get all the little piddly stuff out of the way first, and then we can focus right on you. Did you, everybody, get a chance to review the historic properties guidelines? I did find a more current version that did have the changes that we talked about at the end of the meeting. So that's the one I put together. I forgot that I had made some changes going into it to send it to the selectmen. But I went back and looked at my version control, and I certainly did. So the ones you received were the ones that went to the lawyer with the changes, specifically additional resources at the back. That's where I moved the external references.
Okay. Got it.
So I think that's okay. Diane, you said that Thursday your group's going to meet? Okay. So if you want to attend the historic properties meeting on Thursday morning, by all means do so. It's at 9 o'clock here, correct? Okay. All right. And I sent them on to the selectmen again saying, hey, we think we're done. So if they decide that they want to have something at the special town meeting in August, I'll be prepared to do so. Okay, I'll take care of that. What else do we have? Got a letter from the Saco River Corridor Commission concerning Mr. Perry and his campground. They're having a hearing on Wednesday, July 26th at the Porter Town Hall, if anybody's interested.
Now, why the Porter Town Hall?
Well, this is the Saco River Corridor Commission. I think they just moved their meeting around is what they end up doing. 7 o'clock Wednesday the 26th.
Is that for an extension too? Or, I mean, I thought they already had the...
So did I.
Joe will know when we call it.
It should be in the packet.
Okay. Oh, good. Okay, so we got copies. Is that what we got here?
No, I didn't. I bought it back.
Yep.
Okay, I got that. You got that. You got that. Everybody's got one.
Everybody's got one.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll just roll right into the campground conversation then.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, I got your own speaker. They're asking about an extension from the Saco River corridor. Is that what that next meeting's about in August?
No, the extension was for the original plan to just get the roads cut in and the stairs put in.
And that's done?
That's done.
Yep.
Yeah, this meeting is simply to review. This allows municipal officials, planning board members, and abutters an opportunity to review the applications before the commission takes action. That's all it says.
Can you hear him? Okay, I'm going to set it on the table.
Hi, Joe. How you doing?
Good evening.
Good evening. Okay, so we received a letter from the Saco River Corridor Commission dated July 12th, just announcing that they're going to review your package on the 26th.
Correct. That's the same package that you're currently reviewing.
Okay, good. Okay.
So because of kind of the delay that we had with rain and everything else with you guys, I moved forward with, I was going to wait for you guys, but I moved forward with getting their permit application in just for to try to save some time.
Oh, yeah. That's not a problem. That's not a problem. All right.
So at the end of this month, they're reviewing the same stuff that you are, and that their site enforcement gentleman has actually walked the site today, he told me, so, or was going to.
All right.
Just for the record, Joe Perry is on the phone with the planning board.
Thank you. Okay, so let's step through the site plan review checklist. Make sure we got everything that we need here. Okay, so what do we got? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 copies. We're good there. Okay. Let's do this. So, names and addresses, telephone number of owners. That's good. He has supplied us with that. Bear with me. I'm going to try and put it in some sort of order here. Owners and record applicant is different. So we have the names and addresses of the owner. We got that. The name of the proposed development. Let's make sure we understand what that is. What are you going to call your campground, Joe?
Osby River Campground.
There we go.
Yeah, it's on the plans.
Most of the stuff on there is on the plans.
Yeah. I just want to confirm that it's there.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And if you guys can get to it faster than I can, that's even better. All right. Names and addresses of all property owners within 500 feet. He did give us an abutters list. I have not confirmed it, but thank you for supplying the names themselves.
Yep.
It's here.
Yep.
I see it.
That. Okay.
Yeah, that may have changed slightly. Probably not a big deal, but Wadsworth, I think, properties might have changed from one family member to another. I think originally the one of the pieces across the river was by one of the Wadsworth, and now the mom is taking it back over maybe or something.
Okay.
Because I looked at the most recent tax map.
I'll confirm them all before they go out anyhow.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Site map showing general location of the site within town.
Actually, no, I'm listing them the way they're currently listed on the tax maps.
Yep.
Both 26 and 26A are under Elizabeth's name now.
Okay.
Her son was listed, I think, the 26A the last time I submitted some permits.
Okay. Sketch plan, that shows the general location, we're good there. Boundaries of all contiguous property under the control of the owner. Do you own anything other than that R1002?
Not in Cornish, no.
Okay, all right. So there's, yeah, so there's no contiguous properties, okay? We got that. Tax map and lot number is R01002. For those keeping the score. Good. Okay. Property. Copy of the deed. I saw that in there. Warranty deed. Did civil engineering, or is it Delfonso Engineering, did they, did you use anybody other than them for professional services?
No.
Surveying, architecture, engineering, any of that? Okay.
No, the only other engineering was for the site, the septic plans.
Gotcha, okay. Driveway permit, and I saw that in there. Driveway entrance permit.
We need to stop on that one.
Can we come back to it?
Sure.
Yeah, we'll, let's just make sure we get through everything that's there. That's dated 9/3/21. Okay. Hours of operation. What do you do for campgrounds for hours? Aren't they
quiet.
Like a 24-hour business?
I would think they'd refer to quiet.
Quiet times, ordinance. Okay.
Yeah. Which is 7 to 10, 7 to 11?
The one I was just at was 10.
10. I think most of them are 7 to 10.
Okay. Are those hours good for you, Joe? Seven in the morning till 10 o'clock at night is your normal work day?
Yes.
Okay. Ten p.m. and 7 days a week. Okay. All right. Good. All right. Forbearing and distance of all property lines of the parcel to be developed and the sources information. Okay, property line.
There we are.
Okay. That looks good. Okay, so under existing condition, I don't know if you have a copy of the site plan in front of you, Joe.
Yeah.
On page 4, item B, existing conditions number 2, location size of any existing sewer and or water mains, culverts, and drains that will serve the development. Are you going to have any existing sewer, water mains, culverts, or drains serving your development?
There's nothing existing.
Okay, all right. And water drainage across the site, is that indicated anywhere? I'm going to assume it's going to run towards the river. What do we got here? This is inventory plan.
I'm definitely looking at the contour lines. I think it's going towards the river.
Okay. I don't know what that's...
Is that in Kenny Gardner's report?
It wouldn't refer to the roads.
No, I thought the sewer.
Yeah.
Okay, then.
The contour lines of the site are included on the maps.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. The water flow itself?
He's got the septic tank and 1,000 gallons in the waste treatment tanks.
Which map you looking at, the big blue one or the green one? Okay. Yeah, the only thing that I didn't notice on it was the direction of water drainage across the site.
It sort of depends on where on the site, because of its large length, how the water drains. From the salt shed down to my entrance, it kind of flows towards the river.
Okay.
From the entrance to Pendexter Brook, it flows more towards the sort of the corner transition of the brook to the river.
Okay. All right. All right. Location names and present width of existing streets and rights of way within or adjacent to the proposed development. Sure that's even needed here. Location of mention and ground floor elevations of all existing buildings on the site. There are no existing buildings, is that correct?
That's correct.
All right. All right. Location of intersecting roads or driveways within 200 feet of the site. Okay. And on the site plan. All right, now number eight, location, front view, and dimensions of existing signs. You just included an example of a sign, is that correct?
I included an example, yes.
Okay.
That we're planning.
Is that like about the size that you're thinking?
Yes.
Does that meet our...
I don't know. You can't measure it based on the photograph, so we'll just have to pay attention to the sign requirements. Oh, wait a minute. They didn't have
signs. I put some dimensions.
Yeah,
I was going to say he's got dimensions on there.
Yep. 14 by 6. Am I looking at it? Okay, so that's 16 feet tall, 14 feet across. The sign itself is 7 feet by 4 feet. Okay, inside the structure.
Yeah, we'll have to go. I'll have to go over the sign ordinance just to double check that.
Yep, yep. And in light of my concern about safety, we may want to issue a little, I guess, variability on the size of the sign. The bigger, the better.
And lighting.
Yeah. So. When we get to that, we'll really hammer in on the sign itself,
okay.
Dimensions and that kind of stuff. But for right now, that's fine. All right. There we go. Okay. All right. That's number eight. I'm looking for my page 4. I put it down someplace. It's me. Goes over there. Okay, Saco River. Bear with me, all this paper. There it is. All right. Got that. signs. There are no existing easements or copies of existing covenants that I saw.
No.
Okay. All right. Location of all building setbacks, yards and buffers required. Water and wastewater disposal. Mm-hmm. Water and wastewater is there. Yes, that's, yeah, both, I forget what the L is, but yeah. Okay, there's no historic district buildings.
We're looking at this page right now, so locations, but it was waived.
Nope, that's refer to plan. Sorry.
Oh, refer to plan.
Yep.
All right.
He hadn't had this drawn up yet, so.
Okay.
When I went through the.
So, I don't see any dimensions, I just see location.
Well, there's probably, there's a scale down here, so you could probably figure it out.
Of the bathhouse?
No, the bathhouse and tent sites, toilet facility.
Well, you can if you look at the 9-10 sites with on-site parking across the top here,
mm-hmm.
you can see that he's got an 80-foot wide one at the end,
mm-hmm.
and then the rest of them are 50 feet wide, and they're all 100 feet deep, and they're all 75 feet off of the
river.
High water mark.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I was looking for the buildings.
Well, right now, the only building he's got on the plan is there's a small.
Yeah, there's the office, bath, storehouse.
Yep, office, bath, storehouse, and there's a small tent site toilet facility mm-hmm. off there. Okay. Stormwater drainage. Whatever it is, it probably got a pretty good test this past week or so.
Yeah.
Oh, that's for a major. Well, this will turn into a major, so it's not out of the question to talk about stormwater drainage and erosion control. All right.
When I last talked to Joe, the ultimate goal was to leave as much vegetation, not like roll in there and clear the site. So.
Right.
You kind of sucked that came out there if there wasn't.
Well, I think he wants to leave those borders, yeah. So each site is individualized.
That'll make it nice.
Yeah.
All right. So here on page 7, number 7, traffic impact analysis demonstrating the impact of the proposed project on the capacity, level of safety, and safety of adjacent streets. So, let's see here.
What did the DOT give you?
Where would the sign be located?
I think the sign location is really up to him. As long as it, you know, it's visible. Did you have any thoughts, Joe, on where that sign was going to go?
I just didn't know whether the DOT wanted to also know where the sign was located.
The plan would be somewhere either on the town side or the Pendexterbrook side of the main entrance.
Okay.
Back far enough from the road where it doesn't impact the sight lines.
Okay.
Okay.
That's what my, thank you. That's what I meant. Was as far
also
as.
Also, when you pull out, you don't.
So
you're looking at a sign instead of oncoming traffic.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Excellent. Okay. Okay.
We actually, as I mentioned, we're not there tonight because we're actually camping. We have my double cab pickup pulling a 30-foot camper with a 5-foot tongue, so we're 55 feet long-ish, and we had no issues pulling out of the site, pulling out of the campground. There was oncoming traffic coming from the town that we were able to see. They slowed down for us. Actually, to be honest, we went up over Station Hill and down the other side, and pulling on to 113 was worse than pulling out of the campground.
I went over to the campground this week and pulled in, waited for traffic to come over the hill, and gauged how fast it was going, how long it took, and pulled out. And if I was sitting up even higher, I don't see how be much of an issue at all.
Didn't see good line of sight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Can I give you the figures?
Yeah.
So if you use a stopwatch and count the cars that are coming west on 25, the least amount of time out of 10 cars was 7 seconds. The most amount of time was 10 seconds. And that's, and you'll notice on that, he has a waiver that, it's less than what the state requirement. He has a waiver that goes from 840 feet to 536 feet.
So it took 7 seconds to go roughly 500 feet?
First time you sight, they're speeding.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I'm just trying to figure out how fast they're going. Yeah.
The first time you sight the vehicle, you hit the stop. You know,
yep.
Then you can actually time it. Use a stopwatch just to see.
Okay.
And I think the argument is making sure there's something there that makes whether the traffic is going east or west, makes it very obvious that there are possibility of vehicles coming out of the campsite.
Okay.
So however that happens. And I think the other issue is on the DOT thing. I don't understand the first paragraph.
Are we looking at this?
Yes.
Okay, yep.
And it says an entrance, it's 129 feet west from Podesta Road. I don't think that's right.
Okay.
That means east. I just need it explained. I don't know why it says that.
Well, according to this diagram, looks like one's directly across and the other one is west of.
What are you looking at here?
I'm looking at
Pendexter
Road.
Yeah.
The entrance shall be located at the coordinates and go down to the second W.
Yep.
There is another entrance, this one down here.
Yeah, is that the one they're talking about, that's west of?
I'll assume that's the one they're saying it's an exit only.
Exit only entrance at Wedgewood.
I don't know, I'm just asking, I'm trying to figure out what it means.
An entrance, 120, yep, okay, there's only one arrow going in, so there's the entrance.
The entrance that's shown closest to Pendexter Brook is a maintenance access entrance.
Yeah.
It's not for campground use, not for the people that are customers that are staying.
So what does that sentence mean, Joe? I don't understand it. Request an exit-only entrance at Wedgewood Brook shall be used only for a grandfathered intimate use.
When I originally asked the state and the town for permission to have a second entrance and exit, that was denied. The state did grant me access along Pendexter or Wedgewood Brook, whatever you want to call it, for maintenance access only. And that's in their permit that they issued.
So what is the entrance that's at 129 feet west from Pendexter Brook Road? What's that?
That's the main entrance.
That's the main entrance.
Not if it's west. Not if it's west.
This is west.
Let me see.
It's here. That's Pendexter Brook Road right here.
That'd be west of Pendexter Brook Road.
So you think that's 129 feet?
It says some from center line to center line, so.
1 inch equals 60 feet. That's about two inches or so.
Yep.
So, yeah, that's the one that's the maintenance entrance that they're looking at. That's what that second W is.
It's not talking about going across, it's talking about going west.
Pull from the center line of the road, though, so that's the center line of the road's here to here.
No, you're going west, you're not going north, you're going west, according to the wording here. And just clarification, that's all it needs, is clarification.
Are you okay? Did you get your clarification? Or
no,
you need...
I think he needs to get it clarified because I don't think it's right. I think his permit expires in September 3rd, if I'm reading that correctly. So am I the only one that sees it? If I'm the only one that sees it, then
I'm not seeing what the issue is.
This
document
gives him his entrance 129 feet west from Pendexter Brook Road. So if you look at Pendexter Brook Road on your map and go west 129 feet.
Yes. That takes me to...
His entrance is right across from Pendexter Brook Road, from Pendexter Brook Road. All I'm saying is, I don't think what the state has here is what he has.
Oh, there is an unused entrance that's right about where this maintenance road is, 129 feet down there. There's a concrete block there.
He has an existing entrance, which is approved.
That's the main entrance?
All this approves is a secondary entrance.
And they approved it conditionally, that it's just a maintenance road.
I'm not going to argue with you guys.
Yeah.
No.
The only point I'm going to argue about is the fact that you need some kind of signage, whether the DOT does it or whether he does it,
right,
so that anyone traveling on that road is very well aware that there could be a very large vehicle pulling out onto Route 25.
So would you say
just put a sign off the
so
on his own property over by the well?
Yeah. Yeah, something that...
Well, he needs one on that end, and he should have one facing towards Parsons Field.
Yeah.
West of his maintenance road. To say, hey,
yeah,
something's going on here.
Yeah.
Okay. So what we're saying is you might need two signs, Joe.
Safety signs.
You know, there's trucks turning or campers turning or horse crossing or whatever you want, just to get people to slow down.
Right.
Yep.
One.
I was gonna do something cute like caution happy campers exiting or something like that, but I'm not.
That would be okay.
What's considered legal within the town ordinance and the state. With billboard rules and laws,
and kind of like the
James Day 5K road signs that they put everywhere. That was kind of what I was thinking about, just putting along the roadside that I own, to let people know that, you know, that there's an exit ahead. But
well, we're going to get into signage a little heavier later on. It might not be tonight, but
I can't quite hear you.
We're going to have to talk about signs in greater detail.
Yep.
May not happen tonight, but you know where we're coming from. We want people to be aware that there could be adverse conditions ahead.
Yep.
All right.
But there are laws that I can't just throw any sign up there that I want.
That's correct.
I obviously need to get the DOT involved.
We should run it by them. Whatever signs you decide that you want to put up, we should run it by the DOT. But we have our own sign ordinance as well about
yep.
how big it is and that kind of stuff. From
yep.
our perspective, if it makes sense to cut you a little slack on the size of the sign just so that it catches attention, we might be willing to do something like that.
Right.
Just for the sake of safety.
Yep.
And lighting. Lighting of such.
Lighting and signs are almost going to go hand in hand because we, if you put up a sign, we need to make sure that it can be seen, blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
And within the lighting, it's got to be downward directed.
Downward directed.
That kind of stuff. So, yeah, there's a whole separate issue on signs and lighting.
Yep.
Neither of which are showstoppers at this point.
Right.
Okay. Now, let me ask you a question here, Joe. There's a letter from the state in here that dated September 3 of 2021. It says, here's your waiver.
Yep.
Failure to record the waiver within 90 days will render the permit invalid. Have you recorded that waiver?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Entrance permit is valid upon delivery. And who did you record that with?
It's on the deed.
Right one.
I'm not sure that it's on that copy of the deed, but that I recorded it with the state.
Okay.
To put it on the deed per the DOT's information they included in that letter.
All right. Field A, field B. All right.
On that, it also says that if he doesn't do anything within 2 years, does where he's put in the gravel on that section that's right across from the Dexter Brook, does that count as him starting it?
I guess that would be a question for the DOT, but...
No, I wonder if he knows that he's close, because it's within 2 years.
Oh, as far as the date goes. Have you had any recent conversations with DOT regarding dates and that kind of stuff, Joe? Because you're coming up on a 2 year, you got to start it.
Yep.
From my perspective, just improving the property is almost starting the.
Well, he's put fill in there,
yeah.
So I would think that would do it. But
yeah, he's working on the site.
Fact,
yeah, I don't know that.
I would think that would do it. But
He's done a lot down there.
Oh, yeah. We're aware.
So I improved the entrance thinking you guys were going to do a site walk. I didn't want you guys trying to get cars up in there. So I have improved the entrance.
There you go.
Neither the state nor the town required a culvert across the driveway, so it's kind of done in a sense.
And yeah, you've improved the entrance. That's what we were really looking for. So you started the clock on that. You're within the right time. So you're good there.
I've improved the conditional entrance as well, but they did want me to shift that 5 feet to the east. And there's a tree I need to take down in order to do that.
Okay.
That's currently leaning towards the road, so I haven't started that yet.
It's all right. You've fulfilled their requirement to start the project, so we're good there. All right. All right. Okay, and we have your subsurface wastewater disposal plans, applications for both fields. That's good. Excellent.
And that this final page 9, part page 9.
One. Yep.
That one, Dan needs to redo that one and put his name there instead of Wes Sunderland.
Oh yeah. Absolutely. Get that fixed.
We have started it back then, but this is dated 23, so it should be the current code enforcement officer.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. In fact, that's I'll make a change on the masters so that going forward we have that resolved. I just have to write myself a note. Site plan. Okay. Septic system we'll talk about. We have lighting and signage we got to talk about.
Yep. Timetable of construction. I know he's behind.
Yeah. So, Joe, I'm looking at your project plan. Is this Microsoft Project or something?
Yes.
Okay. Can you, let me see, 524. Can you adjust the dates on this without too much trouble?
Yes.
All right. If you would get us a refreshed copy, so the application, when did the application come in? When did you drop off all this stuff for us, Joe?
Friday?
We're not open on Friday.
When did he drop that off? Thursday night.
When you guys are open late.
Yep. Okay. So why don't you change your start date on ID number 1, the application?
Mm-hmm.
Change that to last Thursday's date, and everything else I assume is just going to flow forward from there, right? Based on dependencies.
All right. You're going to do the camps, the tent sites first, right?
The plan was to do the tent sites and the tent site toilet facility first. Okay. And the associated subsurface waste system.
Yep. Okay. Yeah, if you could just slide it all, you know, to start with last Thursday's date.
This is what, the 13th or the 12th?
Hold on here.
July.
I can tell you. Point, 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 point. This, that, that, that. 13th. Thursday the 13th. Start that. Get a fresh plan. Is there anything else we need Joe for right now?
I would say no. I would say the big things, the signage and safety.
Yeah. So.
And then just letting him know.
Yeah, I'm not sure he needs to be a part of the discussion right now.
Just letting him know when you want to see him again.
Yeah. I think we're good with you for right now, Joe.
Okay.
Let's work on this plan, and if we have questions, we can either contact you through the week or send an email. Will that work for you?
Yep.
All right. Anybody got anything else for him right now?
No. Thank you, Joe.
Yep, thank you.
Thank you, buddy.
Yep.
Stephanie, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye, Junior.
I bet he loves that.
So Nancy, I'm not saying there's confusion. I think the issue is he is automatically granted one entrance exit. What he was going for a variance was the secondary maintenance entrance. And that's what he need the waiver for from the DOT, because they only allow one.
What I'm concerned about is the language in that.
Right, right.
Because this is.
Because
according to this scale, neither one of those is 129 feet from Pendexter Road.
That's an awareness. I think it's our job to say.
Two inches is 120 feet.
Yeah.
Our responsibility.
So it's 129 feet.
Yeah. A little over 2 inches.
I would actually prefer
the center line of Pendexter Road.
The main entrance was 125.
You know, center line of Pendexter Road. You're in the middle of in between the two.
That's got a better line of sight.
And then if you look at the
doesn't work with that.
Where 1 inch is 133 feet.
I go in and out all the time.
Then everything's off again.
All right.
And I still think a sidewalk would be.
We're going to do it. We're going
to
do it.
Well,
you
have to do it anyway.
Yep.
And I swear, I'm not going anywhere.
Thank you very
until
much.
August 20th. So.
All right.
And I apologize that I'm late, but I got caught up in stuff and I'm hard to
come. Well, you weren't first up.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay.
If I were you, I might plan on going for August. There may be a road in the Sage you can drive on. Unfortunately.
Yeah.
Just to let everybody know, we got the contact from our EMA that if there's any road issues with this last storm, to let them know so your county can help. We did have a tree down in the center of a town on the bridge.
Yeah.
On the bridge, yeah. It was a small one. I stopped by to pick it up, and it was like laying over the bridge on the sidewalk.
At Christmas.
Yep.
On the other side.
There's trees over there?
Yeah.
The DOT was going to cut them.
Well, they did. They trimmed it down. So, but that has been moved from the right of way.
Is there any word on them doing the bridge?
That's next year.
Oh, because they were supposed
they
to do it.
Sure. Yeah, but there was a problem with when they were searching easements on Christmas side, there wasn't any documentation, so they needed to get that. So they're going to do that next year.
You are a messy Bessie.
I'm getting a statement.
So
this is
messy, not, Bessie.
This is a mess. I need to put this
I don't
know.
Lest you get an email from Dee, the selectman secretary.
Should I?
Yeah, because the selectman
one tree
on the
side
of the
guideline.
You
know, massive old maple tree. That's good. It's like it's leaning like this, and there's a crack on the hallway thing. It's going to go right into the road, you know, to Berryvale, you know, whatever. And it's like, we had all that wind yesterday. It's fine.
And the thing is,
it's fine.
I can reach out to you to help her with the Marin article. Pretty
easy. Yeah.
I'll hear it when it goes.
Yeah. Bear with me
while
I
apologize. We put that on.
Shit.
So did you already vote on it?
No, all we did was...
So we included what the lawyer recommended and then sent it back to the selectmen.
Right. Well, I was going to say, if they already voted to put it in the warrant, there's no point in meeting Thursday.
I think it warrants a discussion at least about how we went about it. I have no trouble coming and talking with the group. I got no trouble at all doing that. They put in a lot of work, and I think they should be acknowledged for it.
So can the only thing is when the warrant article is made, I know you guys put the planning board in signing information. It just has to be, that all needs to be reviewed. So it just has to be like...
The actual words,
So in other words, the guideline...
Historic preservation guidelines.
Right. It's just the actual guidelines without any other
explanation.
Yeah, so basically, you just gotta move that up. And it's gonna be what? You move that up, and it's gonna be page and a half, 2 pages and a half.
So it's just gonna say guidelines instead of the historical properties? Is that
no,
what
historic property guidelines. Everything
is gone.
Oh.
You just have to get rid of the top portion.
Okay.
So that's what the article will be in and posted.
Letterhead.
I can't think. Listen, I didn't eat. I went to physical therapy. She killed me.
eat some
You're
candy.
Acting like me.
Eat some candy.
I'm hungry. I'm leaving.
I went home and had a hot dog before I came here.
Mustard or ketchup?
I always eat before I come, so.
Oh, it's always mustard.
Nice.
You can stay.
It's mustard, relish, and if I had or sauerkraut, you know.
Sauerkraut's good.
And onions, but I didn't have any straight up onions. So.
I hope this is all in the minutes.
Now I want a friggin' hot dog, okay?
Yeah.
Damn you people.
And it's gotta be with mustard.
Yeah.
If you could hear the minutes, it's hysterical.
Can we vote on getting a hot dog?
Yeah.
Read that.
Oh.
You guys can staple yours together any way
and
you
I
want.
I want to share with you something else, if this comes so the planning board is aware. I sent something up to MMA, and basically, Coal Road is a county road.
Three of those today.
It's not a town road. And that based on information that I found
when we went
there,
to Alfred
1941.
Yeah. Okay.
So, sending all you know the questions that were asked. She's like, it's a county road. It's not in the jurisdiction of the town. So it's well worth. I'm just thinking if you guys get something at some point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, campground subdivision.
All right, so what do you guys want to do now?
Go get a hot dog.
Sorry, Dan. I would have brought you one next time.
Yeah.
If you don't have enough to share, don't bring it up.
Decide when the next time you want to talk about this is.
Yes.
Is the next time going to be the actual?
I think we need to determine some sign and road stuff first before
yeah.
we take a vote.
Yeah, we're so. Not ready to.
Have the whole town, yeah.
And can we do a sidewalk before the next meeting?
The next meeting will be a business meeting on, what, the 7th?
Yes.
Is that what that is?
I just think it would behoove us to
So
you got 2 weeks to plan when you want.
I'm here till August 20th.
So. Okay.
Damn it.
How about you guys? It would be in the evening more than likely, or a weekend. I don't know if he's around on the weekends.
I know the site.
Yeah.
If he's there, he's there. If not, I can walk you guys through it.
You read the first paragraph.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know that we actually need the owner at the sidewalk.
The county highway.
I could check with him.
Yeah.
Well,
so we'll see what his availability is.
Do we need an official sidewalk where townspeople are invited like we usually have? Do we need two sidewalks?
Have a list of abutters.
No, but I can put one together. I'll do that. Wow. Yeah.
I know in the past it's gone in the shop is gone. In the past it's gone in the shop is gone.
Yeah.
Right, so they can go if they would like.
So we would need a week on that, wouldn't we?
Yeah.
Well, the way they did it in the past, they did it before our regular meeting.
Before the actual we vote on it meeting.
Right, correct. So we can come from there and come here, and the public would come too.
Yeah, but...
But I don't know how you...
If there's an issue, then you're not going to do it at the meeting. You got to resolve the issue.
Right.
Right.
So I would not stack the two. It would be my own preference.
To you, I was just saying the way they...
No, it's up to us.
Did it.
Yeah, I'm taking more of a... familiar. Jesus, I can't spit it out.
Yeah.
Go see the damn site. Yeah. And just so we can see what's going on.
Unofficial?
Unofficial, thank you. Just a...
No, it can be an official one. But
yeah.
It's just it doesn't have to be the same day as the meeting.
Yeah, right. Okay.
But that's the point that I'm making.
Familiarize. There we go.
In the fall, yep. He did. He did, yep.
All right, so August 7th is one business meeting, and the other one's going to be September 1. Does he have to have the whole thing signed before he does?
Well, that's what I was wondering, if we want to approve the whole thing or do we want to approve the section?
Well, and I asked him that last week. He submitted the whole thing.
Right.
So do we have to approve the whole thing in order for him to have a soft opening, or can we just cut him some slack? If he gets his bathrooms in for the tent sites,
right.
I don't know that I would prevent him from doing a soft opening.
Right.
He's got everything he needs there.
So I think right now where I stand is just the safety concerns of the road and signage and all that. So...
So
I think it would behoove us to just go there and see it and say, this is...
Yeah. Let's talk about that for just a moment. You didn't seem to have safety issues when you tried pulling in and out of there.
Right. So if he hadn't signed, if it was by the entrance, if it's tall enough that they can see it from much further approaching, then I think that'd be fine. Or if he had a separate sign further down on his own property so he didn't have to involve DOT. Like camp entrance, 1,000 feet or something.
Yeah. Well, and I'm leaning more like that Joe puts up a couple of signs. The DOT is not going to move on this thing.
No,
I really don't think they're going
to. I just want everybody to feel comfortable with it. So
I don't want to be responsible.
Right, responsible, comfortable.
That's
right.
My issue.
Yeah.
And so if when they put up signs that say, what is it? Heavy trucks entering.
Trucks entering.
They do, the state does something every time.
Right.
Yes. So it's just something that makes people aware. Some people you're never going to make aware.
Right.
But you have done due diligence.
You've done what you can.
Right.
To make sure.
I'll check with the DOT.
Yeah, because if like a house is under construction and they have the trucks pulling in and out, that wouldn't be DOT. That'd be the construction company, wouldn't it?
Right, but those would be temporary.
We're looking
for something more permanent.
We're looking for a permanent sign, yeah.
And I think
both directions, too.
I agree with Les. We cut him some slack
size of sign, something like that, if we...
I just want the signs there, and I want the fact that for those who are alert and driving, there won't be an issue.
Yeah.
And he doesn't sound opposed to anything either, so...
No, I...
If there's, like, say, an extra sign on each end, you know, just making people aware.
Check with the DOT first and see if they're willing to, or what it takes to put up some sort of notification that there are issues.
I can give you the gentleman's name that I've been dealing with in this area. Was the main.
And we are not in any way responsible for the wording in the DOT.
Yeah. No.
Yes, I do. Would you like that now?
Yeah, it might have been more helpful because they listed one of the telephone pole numbers, but the pole number was on the map.
You want to be helpful.
Because no matter
you're going to be trouble. I can see this.
Specific, he may have to be the one that petitions them.
Right. Yep.
I will give you all this information, Dan. Good thing I walked in.
That was out loud, Nancy.
I know it was.
Okay. Okay. All right. So what's next?
Determining when sidewalk.
And I don't know that we can find out when Joe's available.
Okay.
He doesn't have to be there. If he is, great. If he's got some dates that fall before the 7th, great. If not, we're going to do it before the 7th. Let's just get his dates first.
Are you going to communicate with him just about concerns or?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, just so he knows where he stands.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'll send him a letter.
Yep.
I will review it with you guys via email before we have a meeting.
Right.
I'll just pass stuff around so that we can look at it, and if you got comments, great. We'll make some changes. Okay.
I mean, I think septic and structures is on me.
Mm-hmm.
Water setbacks and all that, that's Saco River.
Yep.
Road is DOT, so I think our big thing is safety.
Yeah.
So
I would agree with that
if
assessment.
If we can focus on that and just go in that direction, I think he'll be fine with it and keep him going.
Assuming nothing unknown pops up, I can't see where he's going to have a problem with the soft opening in the fall.
No.
It depends on his definition of
I don't think
when
he's
going to
get
starts.
It done. If he hasn't got people lined up to do septic.
I'm going to give him the...
He's going to have issues with the amount of water that's in the ground right now.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. You want to do protests right
who is
now?
It? Yeah. I don't see it happening, but...
I mean, you can't even, they're trying to lock our land, and they can't even get the trucks down.
So the last time it rained like this, 15 years ago, that's when they logged our property.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they literally had to push the trucks in with a skidder.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, it's insane. But it did stop raining that year, so.
Well, that's encouraging.
Yeah, it's not looking so good this year. Anyways.
All right,
so I'll get back to you
after
I hear from him.
Yep.
You can send out an email.
I will.
And
we'll keep moving forward. We'll get this thing off of our agenda.
Here is all of Randy's information. Wait a minute.
Do we have anything else we want to discuss right now?
It's Randy.
Do you have anything for us, Diane?
Down
okay, I'll see you guys on Thursday.
This is
I just went into my main DOT.
Let's close down the meeting first, and then we.
So, Randy,
anything? Anybody?
Yeah, I L I A N.
Okay, so I would entertain a motion to close the meeting.
Here.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
Is the other person
all in favor?
Peter Coughlin.
We're out.
7:35.
He's really.
Yes.
Person.